And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hook Up. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Standen, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hook Up is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hook Up, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hook Up, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standen.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hook Up right here next to the San Diego Landing in Point Loma, and we have a couple of great guests here. Danny Wade and Brian Muller, these guys just fish. I mean, that's just kind of simple. And Danny certainly is the man that knows surface iron fishing, yellowtail master himself, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Let's Talk Hook Up app at the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. I think you said it best when you said, this is Danny and Brian, and these guys just fish a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And know a whole bunch about it. And, yeah, today's going to be a great show, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I always like when Danny's on. No nonsense, no BS, no agenda to push, just a guy who's done a whole lot of this and really knows a lot about it. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
And it's his time of year, you know. It's like we're almost at spring. It's like just few weeks away, spring, yellowtail time, and that's kind of Danny's thing, right, Danny?
Oh, yeah, everybody's thinking about it. I mean, I get people in the shop over there all the time, you know. Well, when do you think they're going to, when do you think this, when do you think that? And I don't know, we'll find out.
So what's your thought, huh?
I think if we have some boats that'll be fishing there, I think it'll be good. I really do. I think it would have been good last year, but everybody was offshore
right. Because
it was so good there.
Yeah.
I remember Danny coming in a few times complaining, not complaining for real, but just like the tuna fishing was so good that all the guys were offshore catching tuna. And like, what's up, Danny? You been fishing? He's like, no, I haven't been fishing because nobody's going to the islands. Sure. And nobody's catching yellowtail. And everybody, you know, every boat had 50 bluefin on it yesterday. Like, no, I haven't been fishing. I don't want to go do that. I want to go throw a surface iron at a yellowtail.
I get to where I just get tired of going offshore. To me, it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you can pick a bait and put the right hook in it, you get a bite. It's not that difficult.
So what's your challenge?
surface iron. That's surface iron.
That's your thing.
Up and down the coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of maybe helping a kid or something of that nature, I haven't put a bait on a hook here locally in forever.
Corey Sandin.
Long before Corey. You know.
I took Corey out fishing this last summer, and, you know, I come put a bait on, Corey. No,
it's not for me.
Yeah, and he still caught the biggest fish on a popper.
But,
you know?
But I know, especially the islands was my place. I mean, I grew up there. It's just everything that goes on there just makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be there than anywhere else, you know. Anywhere. It's, you know, I've fished from here to you know, wherever down there in Mexico. You know, I've been to Clipperton, you know, and I've done all that stuff. I've fished off of Vancouver and right here at the Coronado Islands.
The way the guys are fishing the Coronado Islands now is different than it was 20 years ago. Not obviously, the island hasn't changed and the fish haven't changed, but it seems like the way the guys are fishing has, where they're sonaring up a ball of fish and then they catch what they catch and they go on to the next. And I know that in years past it was a lot more anchoring on condition and waiting for the fish to come to the boat with chum and whatnot. Like, has that changed? Is that changed how you approach it, or is the fish still the same? However they get on them is different, you know?
The fish is still the same. I think, and I probably shouldn't say this, but I think some guys miss out because they don't drop the hook. And it's always been, you know, you hear the sea lions. Well, you know, there's sea lions everywhere. They've been here forever and ever. They're not going anywhere.
Right. They're going to find you whether you're drifting or not,
deal.
Right?
but I give my prime example is that big new Seaforth boat that fishes in La Jolla.
Right.
Brian will take that thing. He'll drop the hook in the right place, and you put on 70 fish. Well, they got sea lions in La Jolla, too. They got
some of the worst in the world.
They got a rookery named after them. Yeah. You know, I mean, so but the sonar has changed things. And, that, you know, Stinger was really highly involved in that. But so instead of having to set up and wait for them and make them come to you, you go chase them down.
Mm-hmm. Last summer at the islands, man, we had some epic yellowtail fishing on the hook. And that was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's so much fun.
There were some guys that I know that, you know, these very sport boat guys, and that you know, maybe their charter for 2 days just didn't want to be offshore, or the weather was really up or something
sure.
like that, that came in there and sat down and said, man, we never moved the boat.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we never moved the boat. And they said, we woke up and they were still biting. You know? and it was just that kind of deal. You know, we were on the Malahanie several times, and it was just fun fishing. You know, it was just, we got on it. It wasn't like, you know, one time we were on the hook. We were on a Malahanie. We were sitting on the hook. Another time we were drifting, but the drift was so slow, it was similar to sitting on the hook. And it was just fun fishing.
Does your technique change at all if the boat's driving around and stopping and drifting versus on the anchor? Does everything stay the same?
It changes a little bit. It's a little quicker. It's a little faster. We're on the hook. You're a little more pronounced, you know, methodical, if you will. And on the hook, you can kind of figure out where they're going to come up as related to the structure you're fishing and the current that's on that piece of structure.
Got it.
Where
Brian, you fish with Danny a lot, huh?
Yeah.
You go ahead and step right up to that mic there. And you kind of on the same note with Danny, you just like fishing yellow?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much
surface
the only
iron.
Thing I like to do.
Yeah.
As far as what he was saying with the tuna, you know, that's an offshore bit. I'm not too much of a fan of that anymore.
Yeah.
But anytime we can get out and throw them lures around, you know, catching the old.
That's your thing, too, the lures, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's
so
it.
You and Danny are up on the bow.
Try to.
Hanging out.
Yeah.
Telling stories, telling lies.
So Coronado Islands have a lot of great spots. The Guns Side, the Pukie Point. If you had to name one spot
that's
your favorite at Coronado Islands, and of course conditions, et cetera, but what's your what's your go to spot?
That's a good man. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one. Yeah.
Genoa's one of them.
Yeah.
That's the big one.
The pile.
Yeah. The pile.
The pile.
Yeah.
Anywhere on any of the corners or up on the 10.
Brian, you on the same page?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember back when I was a kid, and going to the rock pile was like you're trying to save your day. You know, you're going to the rock pile to catch sculpin or something like that. And the last, you know, probably 30 or so years, the pile's become a place to go.
Some of the best, some of the best fishing of the year is coming from the pot.
Springtime stuff.
And it's you know, Genoa, Point Proper, North Island, right about 19 fathoms.
Yeah, that's your spot, huh?
Depending on, but it all depends on the current. So,
sure, it's condition related.
You know, a lot of people overlook that Greater Ribbon area, Tuna Rock, and all that Jackass and all that, which can be stupidly good.
Yeah.
And the thing that happens in there, especially during the summer, is you get big ones in there.
Yeah.
In the spring, you know, it's kind of whatever. You get some big boys that, that roam around.
Like, what's a big boy to you at the Coronado Islands?
40 plus.
Oh, jeez. Man, that's a good one.
Yeah.
And do you find that that bigger fish will chase the surface iron better than like than Eli bait? Or?
Well, I find that they do, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And here's a little secret I'll let out. Probably ought to keep my mouth shut. But north, that whole Lee of South Island, wherever it may be.
Yeah.
That fish in there, you're a little bit wiser if you let your surface iron sink.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not all the way to the bottom, but let it get close.
Let it get close, and they'll chase it.
They'll eat it.
Yeah.
Well, stumbled across that strictly by accident.
Just letting it sink toward the bottom.
Yeah.
Brian, you're shaking your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of been learning a lot over the years from Danny, huh? Fishing.
Pretty much. I keep my mouth shut, my eyes open, and I watch.
Isn't that the truth, right? Yeah. Watch the guys that know how to do it.
All of us have. Yeah. Danny's one of those guys that the only couple of times I've got to fish with him is like Danny doesn't make a cast every second of every day of every time. Like, he's very observant of watching fish in condition and what a bird's doing, or if a bird twitches one way, or if the bait is going one way, or a spot of fish pops up every, you know, like, that's the one thing that I've taken from fishing with Danny over the years. He's very observant and doesn't cast for no reason. So, I mean, you got to keep him honest, and you'll always intercept a fish every once in a while, but, like, Danny usually throws a lure for a reason, like at a spot or at a time or something like that. And that's one of those things that I've always taken away from it. Like, you know, he picks his battle. Like he just said, we're standing on the bow, BS and telling stories, having a cold one, and then all of a sudden everything stops and a cast fires off and he hooks a fish. You know what I mean? And that wasn't by accident. It was there was something seen, something somewhere that decided, it's time to uncork a cast right here.
About the only time I make like multiple of casts is when a guy running the boat says, we got good scattered fish here. And that's, you know, you're seeing two over there and 27 over there and 12 over there and whatever it is. And they're not really up getting with it.
You know, they're seeing that on the sonar?
On the sonar, okay. Yeah. You'll see a bird dip here and there and whatever, but it's just making you lure or be in the water to make one of them make a mistake. But other than that, it's keeping your eyes open. I mean, even sometimes I hear them. You can hear those things, you know. They'll splash off the bow and you turn your head and there they are, you know. And so whatever it is, you know.
Nothing more fun than that.
Dude.
Watching them splashing around, throwing them.
The best. Single best.
I would rather hook and land one yellowtail on a surface iron than catch 127 on a sardine.
Wow. That's saying something.
That is saying something.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. That's cool. So you have a new lure.
Yeah, we got a DW2 out.
DW2.
It's a little smaller, a little lighter. Like we were talking earlier, a little, you know, lighter gear to be used, whichever way you want to go. If you're into the bass rods and so on, it'll work for that. But yet it'll still catch yellowtail and it'll still catch bass and that kind of thing. But it's just not the bigger profile.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of big lures that have had a ton of success for a lot of time. The list goes on. Taddy 45s and 7Xs and JRI 4s and 7s and there's a lot of that. What there seems to be less of, there's more and more good swimming small lures, you know.
Right.
And this is one of the first ones in a little while that's whatever you call it, new to the market that was made that way. And it wasn't the way that I grew up fishing, but it has become very popular, and that's fishing surface iron with like a heavy, I don't know what to call it other than like a bass style outfit. You know, I mean, it's not really fair to say that a Tranks 400 and an 8 or 9 foot, you know, heavy style inshore rod is a bass rod because it's bigger than that, but it's also not the surface iron rod, at least that you grew up with in the, you know, in the 70s and 80s and 90s. It's a smaller version, but it's becoming hugely popular. It's light and it's comfortable for people to cast, and it's becoming a very popular part. You know, we see it in the tackle store a lot, and this is a great lure for that style of fishing. If you're not fishing with a big 10-foot club and a big reel and heavy line, like, it's a small lure that still swims really good. And it's just nice to see a little bit of variety come to that world in a smaller surface iron.
When would Danny Wade throw that? Now, you're not throwing small stuff, but when would Danny Wade throw that smaller?
Well, I wouldn't use that kind of rod and reel just because that's not me.
Yeah.
But at any given time, especially in a place like La Jolla.
Right.
Oh, okay. They'll eat the smaller stuff.
Oh, it's notorious up there. I don't know why, but, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys remember Kirby Kersey or not, but I knew him from working over here, and he went over there and ran the old new Seaforth, Oceanside 95. And he would always, Danny, scale down, smaller, smaller, smaller. He says, for some reason up here, they bite smaller. And I started fishing A1s and double A's and 150 candy bars because those were the only thing available. Mm-hmm. The 7X Junior wasn't available and all that, you know, and a surface iron. And they bite it. And I got, like, when RJ was still on the new Seaforth and Brian now and whatnot, I got all them guys on that small jig up there.
Hmm.
And it works. And it's, the bass are the same way. You know, you come down here and say you're at Hill Street or the college and whatever you're doing here in Point Loma, bigger lure. I don't know why, but in La Jolla, it's smaller, and there's something to it.
All right. That's another hot tip there.
Yeah.
We've had two hot tips here from Danny, and we're just 15 minutes into the show.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
How about
it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're sure stoked to have Danny in here and Brian. And, you know, like I said, this is just a fun show, talking fishing and having a good time doing it. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show. I think it's going to be a very busy day for the text the show option. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone. Just search Let's Talk Hookup wherever you get your apps. It's a great app to have, too. Very easy to listen to the show. You don't have to worry about wherever your reception is, wherever you happen to be. It's really nice to listen to archive shows. So if you missed something from today's show or you missed yesterday's talking with Kevin Nakata and you want to scroll back and listen to it while you're driving home from work, a great way to enjoy Let's Talk Hookup through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, again, it's the only way to text your questions into the show. Make sure, too, that you include your contact information when you do, because if you win the prize at the end of today's show, we need to be able to get a hold of you to get your address to send you this killer prize. And what a prize it is today. We're giving away to one lucky caller or texter a gift certificate to Costa Del Mar sunglasses. So basically, you're going to get a certificate that's good for any pair of Costa Del Mar up to a $300 value. And basically, you're getting $300 for Costa. So you might pick a couple of, you know, $150 pairs of glasses and get yourself two. You might pick a $300 pair. You might pick a $250 pair and have an extra $50 to spend on Costa gear. You know, they have killer sun shirts and coolers and accessories.
Yeah.
It's just a really cool prize to one lucky caller
and
texter.
We have, this is the first one of the year here. It took a little time to get it from Costa this year as far as our codes. They were a little slow on the draw, but now we have them.
Hey, man.
So this is our first one of the year, so take advantage of it.
Very cool, too. And it's basically going to get decided from a coin flip at the end of the show. So we're going to draw a potential winner from all the callers, a potential winner from all the texters. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show, see who's got themselves a $300 gift certificate to Costa. Like I said, I'm still in between the Rinconcito and the Spiro XL. Those are my two most favorite Costas. I like those things so much.
Jose and Rinconcito.
That's you? Okay, yeah. And I'm a gray lens guy. Not gray, but the silver mirror is what they call it. Which
gray,
is basically
gray silver mirror, yeah.
It's basically the gray lens, but it's got one, like, mirror film over the top. I just really like it. It's my favorite.
I'll tell you what. I'm a gray silver mirror guy, too. But in Patagonia, I wore almost every day, wore the blue mirror.
Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, that's
it
cool.
It is a nice lens when it's bright and sunny out. It's a great lens.
Yeah, well, we're stoked, man. Somebody's got to get themselves a brand new pair of Costas at the end of the show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090 or send us those texts at Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts. We got a whole lot more with Brian and Danny. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Fairgrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa's Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Coast to Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show is coming, and we will have our first ever booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the all-new Saltwater Building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will feature the Shimano lineup of rods, reels, and lures like Talica reels, Terramar rods, and the Hot Current Sniper lures. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect Shimano setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing through the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, get in on the fun, have some questions about surface iron fishing, yellowtail fishing, tackle, the whole nine, we're looking forward to it this morning. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup and have your shot at winning a brand new pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses.
Yeah, for sure. Well, phones are packing up. You want to get through, now's your chance. 213-432-1090. A lot of texts already, and here's an interesting text from Chuck in Long Beach. Getting an outfit on a budget, would you put your money into the rod first or get a Torium 20 Fathom Star Drag or Trinidad 20 and lower quality rod?
That's right? That's a good question. Yeah.
I would put, well, you can knock into yourself in here too, Brian.
Yeah. But I'd put
I'd put my money in the rod.
Yeah.
In the rod. Yeah, you agree with that, Brian?
Wholeheartedly.
Go
ahead. That's the business end of the getting the lure out there. I mean, you can use, you know, growing up, fishing Penn 500s, it was never an issue. You could throw that just as far as I can throw any of my Toriums or Trinidads or any of that. So,
Danny still fishes a Penn 500, right?
Yeah.
Once in a while. Yeah?
I still use a 338 Newell at times.
So, based on what's available today, what would you buy, Brian?
I mean, it's all a matter of personal preference. There's so many different brands out there that make really, really good rods. It also depends on, you know, what length of rod you want to use and what you're comfortable with. Not everybody's comfortable with fishing a 10-foot plus rod, you know, and so it just depends on that. You have to kind of do your research, play around with it a little bit, maybe watch some folks before you go and make that kind of purchase. And then, you know, slap it all together and come out there and start watching watching some of the guys on the bow and get into it, you know.
The other thing we talked about, you know, the old versus the new, and Danny, you and Brian, you as well, you guys have both been through both of it, you know, the materials and things that make up rods. You know, in the old days it was a fiberglass rod because that's what all the rods are made of, but now you have your options of the same, you know, the CalStar 100J that was made 40 years ago is still available today. You can still buy a 90J or a 100J glass rod right now, or there's all kinds of rods that have some graphite in them, and some are faster, and some are lighter, and some are this, and some are that. Is there a preference that you have, and do you think that one is any easier or tougher for a guy that maybe is trying to get into the game or trying to get to the next level of it?
For me, it's still glass. But even the glass is different today than it was back when Harrington was making Harnells and when Conlin and all of this stuff was around. So the glass and the resins are so much different. My go-to rod anymore, and I'm one of those guys, I got the Harnells and all that stuff, and I still use them. But my go-to rod anymore has become that baby Alua skinny butt. It's easy. It casts well. You know,
it's an all-glass rod.
Yeah. And you can put the wood to it when you need to, you know, and it's, and you can put a reel on it without having to get extravagant about, you know, the special clamp or that thing or this or whatever it may be. Yeah, you know.
What do you think is better about glass over composite?
Memory.
Memory. Explain that.
In a composite or a graphite style rod, the rod reacts so fast to what you're doing with it that it doesn't have a memory, so it doesn't have a chance to load. So you make the cast, and it's right now. And you'll see that a lot of guys, especially in their introduction to it, they make very flat casts. With fiberglass, you got memory. You make a cast, and you'll see how a guy loads a rod up, and that jig stays behind him for just a second. And then the memory kicks in and it pushes that rod out. Less effort goes farther, and you can fish all day.
Okay.
You see, guys,
you think it's less effort?
Oh yeah, definitely.
No kidding.
Definitely. I stand flat-footed. I don't lean over the rail. I don't do any of that. I stand there just flat-footed.
Wow.
And I do it. I do it all day. And I know guys who have shoulder issues and this and that. And I'm older than they are. I'm 65.
You're still casting it.
Yeah.
Still casting a 10-footer?
Oh, yeah.
So is there an advantage for somebody to use a composite rod? I mean, somebody is less skilled or?
That's cool. I can chime in a teeny bit just because I was always a glass rod guy growing up. I was always from the school of thought that this slower rod, when you made the cast, you know, the back part of your cast, more of that blank was loading, and it was slower to push forward, which transferred more of the energy into the cast and pushed the lure off the rod tip farther. And I grew up fishing on a sport boat. And then later, as time went on, like now, I do most all of my yellowtail fishing with my boat partner Neil in our skiff, and it's so much more run-and-gun fishing where there's a spot up and we're driving to it and the boat stops and you're firing a cast, and it's lesser like having the bow of the Malahini and taking a full step into your cast and trying to, you know, and maximizing every foot out of it, and more kind of fast, kind of accurate, still needing to get a long cast. And I never liked a rod with graphite. Now that's all I fish. You know, I fish that composite GF100 mag, and it's a little faster and it's a little snappier, but making a very fast, quick cast, I think it helps, and I fish a little bit bigger lure. You know, when our boat is still accelerating forward when we're making the cast, and I think that faster, you know, little bit snappier rod for me helps compensate with the fact that we're going the opposite direction a little bit better. So I used to never be a guy that liked graphite. Now my most favorite long rod has graphite in it.
Yeah, and Brian, are you on the same page as Danny or with Rick or –
I'm an old Calstar 540 guy. Always have been.
That's a glass rod?
Yeah. You know, it's a lot thicker. I think the Saber is what they kind of mirrored the Aluas after.
That was the original, when Leon was there.
Yeah.
It's all I use. 100Js, 540s.
I think that, again, you know, there's a sport boat thing and a skiff thing.
Sure.
And they're two different bodies of work.
Yes.
And again, I relate 90% of what I talk about comes from a sport boat angle. Yeah. If I was going on your skiff, and I wouldn't even be bringing a 10-foot rod. I'd scale it down.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense because it's different motions, right?
Yeah. And like I said, you know, when that yellow gets up off the bow of whatever boat I'm on, I might be trying to reach out and touch somebody way out.
Yeah.
But even so, probably 90% of the bites you get on a surface iron are within 100 feet of the boat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because the boat's the attractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Putting it where it needs to be put, I think, is so much more important than making a cast. That, you know, if you cast 10 feet farther but in the wrong direction, that's not going to do you any good. But being aware of, you know, being aware of what the fish are doing, and Pete, you said it best earlier, you know, you see a bird dip and you see a fish splash, like being able to put your lure where that fish is so much more important. Now, sometimes that means you do have to be able to cast far, but oftentimes accuracy is the king over distance. But they're both important, for sure.
Yeah. Do you think you get more accurate? You get more accuracy with a glass rod?
I get more everything with a glass
rod.
It's what you're accustomed to. Again, you know, I come from doing this for some 50 plus years. You know, guys that are growing up right now. It's a different ballgame. I mean, it's all about being light and stealthy and this and that. Whatever suits your needs. But from a party boat thing, you should really be looking at fiberglass.
I think fiberglass is an easier rod to cast, too. You know what I mean? Whoever you are, if you're a guy that's been doing it forever and you're wanting to maybe step up to a more dedicated surface iron outfit, or if you're a younger kid wanting to do it, I think glass is definitely more forgiving on the cast. Graphite is faster and it's quicker recoiling. And Danny said it exactly. Like, it has a tendency to be much snappier, and you can line drive your cast, not give you that high arcing lob. It's very capable of producing that, but you know, you gotta make a few casts, and you gotta learn how to cast it. You know,
right.
Where glass is very forgiving and that little bit slower, a little bit spongier. I think for anybody that picks it up will master that rod much faster. And I mean, look at Danny Wade. He's been doing it forever and has an opportunity to fish anything, and still fishes with an all fiberglass rod. My gut says if you were just getting into it, I would get myself an all fiberglass rod, or CalStar has that GG series that is a composite but not built the same as like a graphiter, where it's mostly graphite that blends to become mostly glass. Those GG rods have a graphite core, like so if you think about the rods hollow, like the first layers are all graphite, but then it's all fiberglass over the top of it. So you get the advantage of having a little bit skinnier rod and a little bit better lifting power and a little lighter, but it reacts a little bit more like an all fiberglass. It's a little spongier, it's a little softer.
The GGC.
Yeah. Or just get yourself a 90J, the rod that's been popular for the last, you know, 50 years. Like, it got popular for a reason, and there's a reason you can still buy the same one today that you could have in the 70s.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, totally.
You have a good one?
I thought so. I had a great text for the guys. It says, good morning, Pete and gang. I got a question for Danny. I was looking at the Let's Talk Hookup guest last week and was really excited to see that Danny was coming on the show. I really enjoyed listening to the show last year when you were on talking about a short wire leader to get a little more action out of your lure. I was hoping you could touch on that, but really my question today is, what is your preferred setup for fishing yellowtail in terms of line and top shot? Do you prefer fishing all spectra? Do you like all mono? What do you think gives your lure the best action? That's from Royden in Spanish Fork.
A lot of things. I mean, top shot wise, I do that. I use the braid because you might be using it for some other circumstance. But I've been top shotting reels for as long as I can remember. a buddy of mine, Jim Darlin, said, well, why are you going to take all that line off? Just cut it off and splice it on. And that was still all monofilament, so but sure. It's still a top shot. So I've been doing it forever. I use 40 pound for the most part, 30 pound every now and then, but mainly 40 pound.
Okay, and stop with that. Why 30 pound instead of 40 pound?
Makes your lure swim better.
It does?
Yeah, it's a smaller diameter.
All right.
The only reason we went to 40 pound is mainly because of the sea lion issue.
Yeah.
I used to fish a lot of guys. Hey, we fished a lot of 25 pound. It makes your lure swim better. Same theory with putting wire on. It's a smaller diameter. Mm-hmm. The less drag, the less issues you got. But you put enough top shot on it that you can't cast it off. So I put on, I don't know, 130, 140 yards. Carry a 1 pound spool of Iser first string, you know, it goes in the bag with me. And I've been doing that forever and ever and ever. The nice thing about that is, you're fishing wherever it is you may be fishing, and maybe you get the worst backlash in your stuff that you've ever had. It's kinked up and it's not.
Danny Wade gets backlashes?
Every now and then. but you can, when the boat's moving, go to the trash can, pull it off in the trash can, tie it on, fill it back up, keep going.
Yeah.
So
once it gets a backlash, it's not going to cast the same.
It's not going to cast the same, and I, you know, I'm not worried about losing the fish. I don't want to lose lure.
Right.
You know, I care less about the fish. I'm going to give them away anyway. But I don't want to lose lure. And all it takes is just that little ting, you know, and you're pulling on this fish, and pow, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good. Again, that's a really good one for somebody to keep in their back pocket is. You fish all the time and probably don't have many problems and bring a full spool of line with you. As you're getting used to it, backlash are going to happen. They happen to everybody. Yeah. You're trying to reach out and touch someone and you're casting harder than you should be into the wind. It's going to happen. The guy that's one of the very best in the world brings spool. Bring a spool with you. What's it hurt to have a 1 pound spool in your backpack? And if you get a gnarly backlash, cut the thing out, tie your RP knot, and wind your line back on again. I mean, there's no fault to it. And you're right. Like, that's going to. And if you're getting used to it and you have a couple of really gnarly backlashes, all that like kink section down below, it's going to continue to happen because mm-hmm. that part of line doesn't flow off the reel nearly as good as that fresh line that you did. So like you're gonna continue to fight it now. It's gonna be even worse.
I don't think that braid is a good thing to use as far as casting because it doesn't have forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you say forgiveness, you mean?
Well, if you get a backlash in monofilament, it stretches and it pops back,
sure.
and you wind it in. You might have to change it, but you wind it in. You get a backlash in braid, 9 times out of 10, your lure's gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know a lot of guys that do that, and I, you know, if that's what works for you, knock yourself out. Again, I'm talking from a sport boat deal. So,
right.
And a skiff, it could be a whole different subject. But, and I think a lot of guys, you know, they don't think about, especially when you get into the bass style low profile reel, other than the Tranks, the 500, they're all little tiny spools.
Mm-hmm.
And you make that cast of, you know, 150 feet or whatever, you know, and that spool goes from the size of being a 50 cent piece to the size of being a nickel.
Right.
And you have no rate of retrieval. A 5-to-1 gear ratio will remain a 5-to-1 gear ratio, but the only time it's picking up line properly is when it's full.
You got it.
And that's kind of the issue with the low profile reel, because 90% of them are very small. Not that the reel can't catch a fish, and so on and so on, but you lose out on making your jig work right.
You think about how tall the spool is of a Penn 500, and it might have only been a 4-to-1 gear ratio, but it was twice as tall as
right.
as the, you know. So if a, like you say, if the spool's the size of a quarter, you know, you're only gaining one revolution at that size of 4-to-1 gear ratio of a spool that's, you know, 3 times taller. The line coming in is the same. But you don't have, you know, and you're getting a little more torque because you've got a slower gear ratio, so.
Sure.
You see guys, the same thing. You know, people get, you know, I don't care what boat out you're on, but you see the guy winding his lure and he's just going like this, you know, because he's got to, because his reel is so small. Guy fishing a Jigmaster, 4-to-1 gear ratio. You just sit there and you just go like this.
Got to have big enough spool.
Yeah. And all these lures no matter when they're made, no matter what, the basis of it was based on the Penn Jigmaster. That's why it's called the Jigmaster. And it came out in sometime around 53, 4, whenever it was, before I was born. But I listened to guys, you got to have a 7-to-1 gear ratio. No, you don't. It's easier to take a reel like a Jigmaster or anything 4 or 5-to-1. And to increase your speed, because maybe the current's different or whatever, than it is to slow down. Naturally, your brain wants to do this.
Right, it wants to speed up.
And if you use a slower reel, you compensate for that.
I definitely find myself having that problem for sure, because I like to fish with the Trinidad. Trinidad's fast. It's a 6-to-1 gear ratio. And I try to be very methodical about what I do, but let's be real. Like, if there's... You know, your bud just hooked one, and there's three more going up the side, and you just saw the fish flash, and you're making a cast. Like, you can't help but I get fired up. I just do, man. I get freaking excited when that happens. And
Brian, what's your go-to reel?
I like the older Toriums. They're kind of bulletproof, you know.
Oh,
easy to change out the drafts and stuff on them. And
the cast great.
Yeah, and they cast good, and they have a lot of torque when it comes to pulling on the fish. So
yeah.
I'm the same, but that's that same scenario we get into. Like, that's the same gear ratio, that little bit higher. So you gotta,
and it's got a bigger spool.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Exactly.
When Daiwa first came out with the Saltus series, the Silver Saltus, and they made them in a 5.2-to-1, that was a bad reel, man. That thing was bulletproof, and why they went away from that, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I think that's one of the first reels I've seen you fishing with, 15 years ago, whenever. Hooked up with you, started watching your fish. You had those wide, big, they were the high speed version of that silver Saltus, and you used to just launch
get them. Hey, let's go jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They're packed up. This time we're going to talk to Sean. Sean's calling us from Lomita this morning. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, what's up? Danny, I have an Alua, the old classic Alua glass pool. I usually throw a DC on there, a Trinidad 30 DC. What would be a good backup pole to do as a second casting iron, a surface iron? What do you think?
Well, I mean, if you like the Alua, you got get another one. I take two baby Alua skinny butts. I take something for yo-yo fishing. I really don't care what it is, you know. And I've got that Alua I just got from you here, so a standard Alua. Mm-hmm. You're going to use that for bigger lures and so on and so on. And I use the two other baby, skinny butt baby Aluas for just fishing.
Have a different lure tied on.
Yeah, if you like a rod that you got, there's no reason why you can't have two. But you just tie two different types of lures on them.
We talked a little bit in the beginning of the show about the new lure, the DW2, and you talked about smaller lures in La Jolla. Do you change your rod and reel when you're fishing a small lure versus a big one?
Sometimes, but for the most part, no.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean,
what's the difference in weight between the DW1 and DW2?
Oh, probably
negligible.
They weigh less than a half an ounce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Different shape, a little smaller profile, for sure, but, they're all so light to begin with. You know, if one weighed a, whatever it is, an ounce or two, when maybe it's a half ounce less or something. Like, not a negligible, not a noticeable amount.
I remember right, again, I don't make them. I just kind of shape them. The DW1, I think what Jerry said, I think it's like 2.5 or 2.6 ounces. So I'm going to guess this one's probably like 2.2.
No, not really.
I mean, they're only aluminum, so it's not like dealing with, cast iron or something like that.
Sure,
yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the catch report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next trucks, car, or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning talking fishing again. If you want to get in on the fun, give us a call, 213-432-1090. You keep those texts coming to Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of really good texts already to choose from, but we're gonna keep rolling here. Lots of great show coming your way. And as promised, it's time for the catch report. Low, low, low gas prices, man. That is the most important thing these days, whether it be for your car, your truck, or really for your trailer boat when you're trying to splash a lot of fuel on. It's only available at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get your California fishing licenses there 24 hours a day. You can buy your beer, soda, snacks, and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. You can go by, say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. There's so much more than just the lowest gas prices and free ice. It's a very easy in-and-out pull-through with your boat trailer at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. We're going to find out what's going on. We got Captain Brian Woolley of Dana Ward Sport Fishing standing by this morning. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Man, good stuff. Good stuff. Talking long rods and fiberglass and looking at my 100 gauge in the garage here on my way out this morning.
Oh, yeah. Right on, break him out now. He's incentive, huh?
That's right. That's right.
We might need a couple
right
more.
Right on, Woolley.
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. It's cold, man. Put your hand in that well to get a sardine out, and it's cold. Cold, cold. But, hey, with that, we had a pretty mellow week up here. Lighter loads, for sure, as you'd imagine this time of the year. But we were able to get the boat off the dock here a few days. Again, that water, 55 to 56, maybe 57 when the sun gets on here at the end of the day. But with that, the half-day stuff has been on the tricky side. I'd say it definitely calls for the light line approach. Small hooks, small baits, and stealthy setups, you know, like Carolina rig with a 3/8 or a 1/4 ounce sliding egg sinker, that type of a stuff. Some of the bites on the bass with the lead head and the squid kind of rolled along the bottom. Just slow bites with fish that are cold and chilly on the bottom too, you know. So it's a good time to pull out the lighter spinning tackle. You know, I think that stuff gets overlooked a lot this time of year. I'm just going to come out and say it's probably the best approach for this finesse fishing for this light line bass stuff this time of year. It just seems like a lot of our regulars come out and they'll put the conventional stuff to the side and break out their spinning gear, and they seem to do okay catching some fish on that. So
sometimes it's the right tool for the job.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think that stigma is slowly kind of falling away from the use of those spinning setups too. I mean, those things are awesome, and, you know, we catch a lot of fish with those this time of year. And then three-quarter day stuff, definitely don't want the spinning rods for it down that deeper water. But primarily that sculpin is the target. Nothing has really changed in that arena. Some good shots on the days that we're able to get out there. Mixed, you know, some days we're finding them in the same spot. Other days we're having to look around a little bit to kind of see where those things have moved around. And then some nice sand dabs, some nice slab size of those things, man. Some crowd pleasers on that stuff. So we've been mixing in some drifts and some anchor jobs out in the mud, loading up on that stuff. But pretty mellow stuff through the last couple weeks, for sure. You know, we're not gonna paint it to be phenomenal fishing. It is what it is this time of the year. So if you're looking to get away for a half day, it's February, right? Come on out and jump on a trip. Certainly call the landing and make that reservation. That'll help us build the trip to get the boat away from the dock. But, yeah, between maintenance, guys painting, boats back from the shipyard, it's just standard February. So we'll be at the show today, too, if anyone's coming by the Bar Hall show there in Del Mar. Come by the booth. We'll be hanging out there and talking fishing and all that kind of good stuff. So come on by. And, again,
if you want
to come
fish with us,
I am. Yeah, I'm going to bail out here in a little bit and head on down.
Right. Nice, Willie.
So.
Go by and say hi to Brian. Thank him for all the great reports that he hears on Let's Talk Hookup. Sure appreciate that. So
right on. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be talking 30-30 and all that kind of stuff, too. We got the CCA booth right across from us, so we're in a good little zone there to talk shop.
Yeah,
so
you are, for sure.
Come check it out. So yeah.
Cool, Willie.
That's about it for us.
Yeah, great report. We always appreciate that. One more time, if somebody wants to book a reservation, get out, go have some fun. Catch some fish, get a bag of fish tacos going at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. How do we make our reservation?
So you can book online at danawharf.com. I will tell you probably it's better to call the office. They can give you a better count of how many reservations there are. Our number here, 949-496-5794. That way, you know, you can say, hey, I want to fish today. And they can be like, hey, you know what? We might not have enough room on that day. Maybe Thursday would work for you. You know, they can kind of fine-tune your reservation that way as well.
Good
so,
call. Good tip, buddy. We appreciate that as always, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the show later today.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Thanks.
Thanks, Willie.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Hey, Bart Hall, speaking of the show.
The
Bart Hall show. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Bart.
And Rick, I think it was very respectful of you to not slam Brian when he was telling you to use a spinning reel.
Yeah. It wasn't easy for me to lay off of, but, you know,
I'm
getting better in my old age here, Bart.
Yeah, very nice of you. I agree with him, by the way, but of course you know that. So anyway, we had another wonderful day at the show, and I spent 2 hours at the front. And the biggest line I have ever seen on a Saturday at the shows in San Diego in my life, and just thanking everyone who came in. I thanked every single person for 2 hours. And then I was just walking around the show with my little walker thing because my knees are bad. And thousands of people come up to me saying, thank you. It was just the most rewarding day of my life. It was fantastic. So
yeah, what a day, huh? And Ron Lane texted me last night after the show and said he had an epic day. John Ireland from Rancho Leonero Booth, I talked to him last night. He said, man, what a busy day. What a great day. And it's going on again today. All the good stuff at the Del Mar Fairgrounds is happening today.
And anybody had any questions as to how busy it was or wasn't, I can tell you firsthand.
You were there.
Yeah, I was there. Had a great time. I was so excited to get to take my son to the show.
His
and,
first Bart Hall
yep,
show.
Yep, and it was packed. It was packed. I mean, when we walked through, it was perfect. You know, when we walked through and saw John Ireland there, first booth, first day, Pinard was there and the Francellas were there. It was everything that the Bart Hall shows always were. It's all the great booths and everything you like to see. And then getting to catch up with all your, you know, friends and people you've been on fishing trips with before, and you celebrate fishing in the whole nine, and we had just an absolutely awesome day, Bart.
Yeah, really, really
good. Well, I'm great. I'm glad, Rick. I'm sorry I didn't get to see you. You know, I just get so caught up on a Saturday at any of the shows. It's hard for me to – you know, phones, these kind of phones, as wonderful as they are, make it worse.
Well, I was bummed to not see Bart, but we got to see Jeannie, and let's be real, that was a lot more important anyway. So, you know,
that's right. And besides, all she wants to do is see your family. She wants to see you and
him. Yeah, she wanted to see what?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Sure. So Bart, I might say too that did you go by the And the Knife booth there?
I most certainly did.
Yeah, say hi to Don. They were ripping it, huh?
I didn't get to say hi because they were fully engaged in customers two times. We circled back a second time to go say hi, and both times I wasn't about to, you know, interrupt them from a customer. Yeah. So no, didn't.
Did you go by the Fisherman's Landing booth?
I did. Yep. Yeah. Carl was there booking trip. Everybody. You know, saw the whole show.
H&H Marine has some great boats there.
We did all the things. The tackle vendors were busy, and it was good seeing all of our friends. Turner's Outdoorsman was crazy.
Yeah. People signing up for CCA like crazy, right, Bart?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of that, and more than I expected, to actually tell you the truth. And then one of our boat dealers sold a $600,000 boat yesterday.
Oh,
mackerel.
That's kind of nice.
Another dealer sold a $350,000 boat yesterday, so they are all happy. But, you know, for us, you know, people, and we've had this discussion many times before, it's not about... I don't manufacture anything. I don't sell anything. All I care about is that the fishing community is there to grow and to strengthen itself and when you walk in, you see all those other fishermen around. You can't do that most other places except at these kinds of events. And it's just wonderful to see it happen. And one of the things that I did, because my sister came to visit me yesterday, and I took her and her family around, and they caught fish in the trout pot. We watched the lumberjack show. There was not a seat in the house. Kids are sitting on the ground, on the asphalt, and the trout pond line, the trout were biting though, so the kid line is moving quick. And then the casting in the city from Brian Young, they're casting down there. And then the Milt Wilcox and the Ultimate Air Dogs. I mean, I put up more bleachers, and that still wasn't enough.
Wow.
It packed. The duck races. I couldn't even tell who won because I couldn't see the water. I couldn't get close.
You told me Wyatt liked the duck races, huh?
Liked the duck races. The dogs was his
dogs,
show. Yeah. He's a big dog guy, and that was it. Like we didn't get to leave until the show's over. We were like, all right, we're gonna keep rolling. Like, no, that was made very clear that we were staying until the end. Yeah, we had a great time, man.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Very
and
special.
This proves it's a family event. So get your family out there today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Bart, give us the hours and how we find you.
Well, today we're 12 to 5. Thank goodness. I made a mistake of staying open until 8. It was cold. Boy, I'll tell you what, that last hour from 7 to 8 when it's cold and slow, people start to go. We're not doing that again. Next year at 7. I sent out an email this morning to all the exhibitors. Well, thanks a lot. Next year we close at 7 o'clock at night.
But today it's 10 to 5.
10 to 5.
10
I'm sorry,
5.
Today
last day 10 to 5. Of the Fred Or,
Bart,
excuse me, the Bart Hall. Excuse me, Bart Hall. Del Mar Show.
I love my father, and my name is Frederick Bartlett Hall. So
yes,
we don't care.
But we gotta call it the Bart Hall Show. And last day, 10 to 5 today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Easy to find, plenty of parking. A great, great time. Great family fun. Perfect day to go out there and check out fishing tackle. Get some great deals. Check out fishing resorts and boats and kayaks.
It's all there.
Everything is there for sure. You can even buy New Zealand olives.
You can go buy a $1 million boat.
Yeah. Hey, Bart, thank you for bringing that show back. First time in 4 years back at the Del Mar Fairgrounds there. And we're looking forward
thank
to
it. Thank you all.
Without
you, it could not have happened. Thank you.
Bart. Appreciate that very much.
See you, Bart. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming around, including the conclusion of our catch report. We're going to check in with Gundy Gunderson, find out what's going on in the surf zone. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Time to get up and get into a new Ford F-150. Part of the F-Series, America's best-selling truck for 46 years straight. And here's some big news. There's a great selection of Ford F-150s in stock and ready for delivery today. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer and see all the fantastic offers on America's best-selling trucks that are available during Truck Month. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.